Blog Talk Radio.
Los Angeles, California. 465 square miles of constantly interfacing humanity, representing every race, color, creed, and persuasion. But God, no matter how he is worshipped, chose in his infinite wisdom to deposit here in the cultural nexus of the Pacific Rim. Almost 4 million people work and play here, and like any other place, anywhere, there are those who have it and those who want it. Those who have it enjoy it, no matter how they got it. Those who want it can get it by attempting to better themselves in a sympathetic community populated by decent citizens cheering them on. Or they can try to take it the easy way. Because even in the City of Angels, from time to time, some halos slip. That's where I come in, doing my job to the best of my ability on a daily basis. I work here. I carry a badge.
Welcome to the show, everybody. This is your host, Jerry Williams. And happy Monday to everybody. As everybody knows, tomorrow is the big day for Donald Trump as he goes to court for his arraignment. And we know that he probably will be going to prison. I hope so. Everybody else hopes so. They call it a political ploy. It's not a political ploy by no means. So let's get to it. It's a political ploy, they say, but it's not a political ploy. Everybody knows that this is all about Donald Trump trying to swindle his way out of another crime that he has committed. And it's time that he pays the price to go to prison for a long, long, long time. So we're going to talk about that today. We're going to talk about the LGBTQ community and why gay people, homosexuals, whether they're gay, lesbian, straight, or I should say gay, lesbian, transgender, which Q stands for queer on the end of the LGBTQ, by the way, binaural, I guess they call it, or bisexual, is the other one, I believe. But here's what I will say about this whole thing. What's odd, and this is what really truly bothers me, folks, is that there are gay people out here that support Republicans. Why do gay people honestly want to support the Republican Party? I don't think they understand that the Republicans are against people who are gay. They believe that what you do, it's an abomination of God, that it is sickening, and that, you know, you need to be helped. And a lot of times you see in the Republicans will go out and they belong to these so-called churches or whatever you want to call them, that say, well, you know what, they're gay, so let's pray away the gay. And so they'll take people who are gay and they'll put them in front of the church congregation, and then they'll start praying upon them. They'll try to exorcise the demons from these people. And so they'll pray upon them. They'll pray over them and say, well, we're going to just get rid of the homosexuality. And they pray on them. And it's so interesting that these people buy into this shit. People, you cannot pray away gay. It doesn't happen, folks. It doesn't happen. And it's really sickening that Republicans are against homosexuality. Ron DeSantis is a prime example of what he'd done in Florida. In Tennessee, they got rid of, men being able to wear dresses. They consider that transgender. And so men cannot wear dresses in Tennessee. If you are, you can get in trouble. So you can't sit here and tell me that Republicans love homosexuality and gay people. It's definitely not true. What's funny is there's a lot of Republicans who are that like to hide in the closet, politicians who hide in the closet that are Republican, and they are gay. They are gay. Lindsey Graham is one of them. Lindsey Graham, they call him Lady G because Lady G, Lindsey Graham, likes to wear dresses and dress up. And so he is a closet homosexual is what he is. So you have that issue. Then you have, who else do you have? We have him. We have McNally was one that just recently got in trouble because he was on a young man's website or Instagram or TikTok, whatever the hell it was, and he was giving him explicit sexual messages. And when they confronted McNally, the lieutenant governor, they said, hey, what is this? He said, well, I was trying to be friendly with him and just, talk about how I could help him not to be gay. But that's not what the comments he put out there, especially when you're putting the fire emoji and saying you're hot and sexy. And, this is not you trying to do something. This is you trying to get in somebody's pants. So Lieutenant Governor McNally is wrong, but he's a Republican. And he's hiding in the closet, George Soros. Oh, yeah. Well, what about that? Well, you know, you have that. You have all these different ones that are just popping out, man. It's fucking crazy that Republicans are hiding in the closet over being gay. But the ones who come out, the supporters, say, I love Republicans. They are so awesome. They don't even help you. They don't give a shit about you. And they're trying to take away your rights as a gay person, as a lesbian, as a transgender. You know, they're trying to take these rights away from you because they don't care about you. It is what it is with the Republicans. And then they go and they say, well, let's go in front of the church and pray it away. Pray away the gay, folks. Let's pray away the gay. Pray it away.
Prayer is a powerful thing. In these trying times, we pray. We pray hard. But there are some matters where we would be better servants of the Lord by accepting what he is and not bothering him. Come on! You can't pray the gay way.
You can't pray the gay way.
No matter what your preacher say.
No matter what your preacher say.
There's no fighting
DNI.
You can't pray the gay way. Mama, oh mama, you can't blame yourself just cause your baby boy took your high heels off the shelf. Daddy thought football would make a man of him, but now he spends all his time cruising the gym. You can't pray the gay way.
You can't pray the gay way.
No matter what your preacher say.
No matter what your preacher say.
There's no fighting
D&I.
Pray the gay way.
You can't pray the gay way.
No matter what your preacher say.
No matter what your preacher say.
There's no fighting
D&I.
You can't pray the gay way. You may not know it, but you know lots of them. Statistically speaking, one out of every 10. Every family's got one. You might call them Auntie Fred. Mama says he's harmless, left, he's trying to give you head. Oh, you can't pray the gay way.
You can't pray the gay way.
No matter what your preacher say.
No matter what your preacher say.
There's no fighting
D&I.
You can't pray the gay way. Hey, you can't pray the gay way.
I, man, I'll tell you, that's so funny that they say that, but you cannot pray the gay away. That's a perfect song for this whole thing here. I mean, with the Republicans, it's really crazy that they think that they can just pray away gay from anybody, for that matter. It's kind of a sickening point. It is something that we need to realize that Republicans are out to go after the gay people. And I think it's going to get worse before it gets better. So that's really interesting stuff. And Florida is a prime example. I just cannot believe you know, that's what they believe. Mm-hmm. But anyway, so I've had people come on the show, call into the show, and say that, you know, that they believe that, that they're Republican. Well, they'll say, I am a Republican, I am gay, and I totally support Republicans. And it makes me just, I don't know, I'm like kind of dumbfounded, thinking, what the fuck are you thinking? Why would you even think to yourself that you would want to support a party that does not give two shits about you? I just don't understand it. Why there are idiots out there that do this. I mean, if you were truly gay, I don't think you'd want to be a Republican. I mean, you would not want to support a party that is trying to attack you. So just remember that. I just want everybody to remember this very strongly. Comes to what we're dealing with here with the Republicans, that people think that they're going to be there for them, that they're going to support them, they're going to take care of them. And if the Republican Party is trying to eliminate, the gay people, then I think that you would want not to support them. But then there's these people out here that are just really damn dumb, and they believe that, oh, they're going to try to do something for me. I mean, even the upper class, the class rich gay people, I don't even know why you would be even supporting these Republicans. The Republican Party does not care about you. As a matter of fact, when we had somebody on the other night, I think it was last night, we had Paul and I were doing a show, had this guy come on. He was gay, obviously, and he was talking about, you know, I think it was, what, from Wyoming? He does some kind of Instagram selling purses, handbags, you name it. I guess that's what he did. But the guy clearly, apparently the way he describes himself, is making a lot of money and being very wealthy and rich, and that's why he was a Republican. And, of course, he loves Donald Trump. It's really funny that these type of people support Donald Trump. I don't get it. It really doesn't make sense. I hate to tell you that, but it doesn't make sense. And it's about as dumb as is one of the gay individuals named Lindsey Graham. Lady G talks
so
about
So what's
Trump.
Behind all
is.
This? Hatred. They tried to destroy Kavanaugh because they wanted to keep the Supreme Court seat open. They're trying to destroy Donald Trump because they fear him at the ballot box. To the conservatives out there, make sure you vote. If you got friends, make sure they vote. If you don't have any friends, go make some friends. But you need to help this man, Donald J. Trump. They're trying to drain him dry. He spent more money on lawyers than most people spend on campaigns. They're trying to bleed him dry. DonaldJTrump.com. Go tonight. Give the president some money to fight this bullshit. This is going to destroy America. We're going to fight back at the ballot box. We're not going to give in. How does this end, Sean? Trump wins in court, and he wins the election. That's how this wins. Ends.
And how do you get the 34 counts on this, in your view?
How do you do it? You take if you got a pile of crap and you chop it up 34 times, it's still a pile of crap. It's duplicitous charging. They're trying to smear the guy. They're trying to take cases that nobody else would take and resurrect them. This is literally legal voodoo. This is political persecution. This is a combination of political hatred and selective prosecution on steroids. To those who are listening tonight, if you believe Donald Trump is being treated poorly and wrongly, stand up and help the man. Pray for our country. Pray for him. Go to DonaldJTrump.com and give money so he can defend themselves. This is a moment in American history. This is the most irresponsible and dangerous decision by a prosecutor in the history of the country. He's opened up Pandora's box against the presidency itself. Hunter Biden and Joe Biden could be prosecuted under this theory if they're on vacation in South Carolina and made a call to China. This is a danger to the presidency. This is turning the rule of law upside down to destroy a man, Donald J. Trump, who the left fears. Do not let them get away with this. Vote. Show up at the ballot box, DonaldJTrump.com. Give the man some money so he can fight.
The concept of equal justice under the law has Republicans on the verge of tears. But remember, they're the party of law and order. So Lindsey Graham starts off here by saying, without any evidence to support his assertion, that the result of Trump being indicted is that he'll win the presidency again. Now, I've covered this argument before, but this is a common coping mechanism for Republicans whenever Trump is even moderately threatened with accountability. They always insist that him being treated like anyone else would be if they did the same thing is somehow going to make him even stronger than before.
It's only going to help Trump because it just seeds all the media turf to him.
The Democrats thought that this spectacle was going to help.
So they're really going to help President Trump get reelected with this, aren't they?
No, we're going to take the House back, keep the Senate, and the president's going to win because of this BS.
These people are wrong. Pelosi is leading, like I said, a witch hunt. It's ridiculous, and it's going to help the president in the long run.
And so Democrats have no choice but to march forward despite the fact that it will inevitably destroy them, and they know it will.
Yeah, so I hate to be the bearer of bad news, but Trump's impeachment was followed by Trump losing the presidency in historic fashion, as well as Democrats holding the House and gaining in the Senate. So I think it's fair to say it didn't end the way they predicted. And now Lindsey Graham and every other Republican are doing the same thing, telling us that a candidate for president being criminally indicted is actually a great thing. Here's an example of them trying to will this notion that bad news is somehow good news into existence.
I think if there's a mugshot, which there will be, you got to own it. That's got to be the poster. That's got to be, he is an OG. Right. He's a badass. If he's got a mugshot, you might as well go right into it.
Yeah. Getting a mugshot is actually a great thing. Got it. Lindsey Graham then goes on to say that the charges against Trump are, quote, a pile of crap. And the fact that he's being charged with 34 criminal counts is just prosecutors in the grand jury chopping it up 34 times. Except one small problem. Lindsey Graham has no clue what Trump has been charged with yet. None of us do. He's telling people not to believe the charges when the charges aren't even public. Republicans aren't even pretending to keep an open mind here or look at the case on its merits. Trump could have been charged with murdering someone, and still these Republicans would just plug up their ears and go, la, 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 la. Lindsey Graham then claims that this is a case that no one else would take. Yeah, I wonder why the Justice Department, then run by Bill Barr, decided against prosecuting Bill Barr's boss, one of the world's great mysteries. I mean, seriously, are we really going to pretend that Trump's own DOJ refusing to prosecute Trump is some exculpatory evidence for Trump here? From the Mueller report to January 6th, Trump's DOJ existed to defend not the rule of law, but Donald Trump himself. Maybe Lindsey Graham should be reminded of that. And of course, Graham ends this pathetic rant the way he started it, asking people to give money to a self-described billionaire. Because at the end of the day, it's all about the grift. It's about squeezing every last dime out of the base. Republicans don't view their supporters as anything other than marks. Steve Bannon was literally indicted for fraudulently soliciting donations to build a wall that was never built. Trump himself reacted to news of his own indictment by fundraising. To the GOP, their base is just a well of untapped funds and nothing more. But what's crazy about this is that this unhinged rant from Lindsey Graham then got even more unhinged when he took to Twitter to then call on Donald Trump to commit more crimes and even start assaulting police officers. How can President Trump avoid prosecution in New York? On the way to the DA's office on Tuesday, Trump should smash some windows, rob a few shops, and punch a cop. He would be released immediately. And of course, this desperate whataboutism is a reference to the George Floyd protest, but it's probably not a great idea to suggest resorting to violence, even sarcastically, to the guy who is literally facing indictment for inciting a murderous mob to descend upon the seat of government. Just, you know, for starters. And while we're on the topic of Lindsey Graham's tweets, I really think that 2023 Lindsey Graham might benefit from having met 2016 Lindsey Graham, who'd previously taken to Twitter to write, "If we nominate Trump, we will get destroyed and we will deserve it." And I believe the modern-day phrasing of that is, "Fuck around, find out." And, well, the Republican Party's doing a lot of finding out lately. And, of course, speaking of finding out, let's also not forget that Lindsey Graham himself was a witness in the Fulton County, Georgia investigation into Trump's efforts to steal the election, where Graham also participated in the effort by calling Georgia Secretary of State Brad Raffensperger. So maybe there's more than one reason why Lindsey Graham seems so personally distraught by the walls closing in on Trump. He may be realizing that there's a lot at stake for him, too, if prosecutors begin to prove that even top politicians aren't above the law. The absolute meltdown from Republicans on this isn't just their cynical desire for Trump to be protected at all costs.
So that's what the Republicans want to do. They want to just support protecting Donald Trump. We all know he's going to prison. And when he goes to prison, we will see what the future is with that. Because tomorrow, Donald Trump goes in front of the judge for his arraignment. And just like anybody else who is breaking the law, they have to pay the price, folks. So I have no sympathy for Donald Trump. I do not have no sympathy for Donald Trump, period. I don't.
You
really
have
don't.
A collect call from a federal correctional facility. Do you accept the charges?
No, I do not.
You have a collect call from a federal correctional facility. Do you accept the charges?
No, I do not. It's Donald Trump trying to call us, everybody. Everybody, this is Donald Trump trying to call us. He's already calling us from prison.
You have a collect call from a federal correctional facility. Do you accept the charges?
No, we don't. Sorry about that. And let's see who we have on the phone line. We have another person on the phone line. I'm going to take a call real quick. Let's take this call. All right. Hello, you're on the air.
Hi, I just wanted to tell you, I support Donald Trump because Donald Trump is really about being all honesty and knowing his ways.
Oh, my God, is this Lindsey Graham? Is this Lindsey Graham?
This is Lindsey Graham. We are all about it. Donald Trump might be a little problems that he has, and, you know, I think that, yeah, a long time ago, 7 years ago, I would say that Donald Trump was just like this kooky guy. And just being a kooky guy that he is, that he just is just weird and just nobody liked the man, you know. I didn't even like the man. But now that I've actually seen his orange penis, I have to say that I love Donald Trump with all my heart and soul. And I will always be there to suck his little orange penis any single day. Well, Lindsey, I got to tell you, is it true? Because we're on the subject here talking about LGBTQ and, you know, transgenders and stuff like that. So is it true that you wear women's dresses? People want to know. Well, I don't wear – well. I don't know what this has to do with me, but, you know, I don't know why we need to get into my stuff. I thought we were talking about Donald Trump, honestly.
But, you know, Donald Trump, once again, he is, you know, one of the most fabulous men out there. And I'm going to support him. I'm going to give him all my support. And I might even just wear something casual for him. I want to see what I got in my closet, honestly. I might have a nice dress for him. You know, Jerry, I bought the Monica Lewinsky dress because when Bill Clinton gave a little spew, Jerry, I decided that I wanted to go over there and put my tongue on it. So I bought the dress, and it's in my closet, and I wear it every once in a while. Joe Biden is such a good man, and I don't know why we ever think that Joe Biden's such a really bad man. If you have a problem with Joe Biden, there's something wrong with you, and that is the truth. And so you can't hate Joe Biden because he's just such a fabulous man. Well, Lindsey, I got to tell you, you always are flip-flopping anytime you open your mouth. So we don't know what the fuck to believe anymore with you. But so you hated Donald Trump 7 years ago. You like Donald Trump now. You think he's like the best person you've ever met. you love the man, you just want to put your, you know, you're saying you want his orange penis or something, you know? What, I don't know, understand why you would want to do this, you know, why you would think that this guy would, you know, you'd have some kind of penis or something, you know, that you like this guy. I just don't understand, you know, what your whole point is on this. But it's kind of funny how you bring this point up. It really is. And so I'm going to say this, Lindsay. I want to thank you for calling in and being honest. You said you have dresses in your closet, so obviously you do dress as Lady G, right? Well, I didn't say I dress as Lady G, but I do like it. I will say it is such a good man told me once. It's okay to be a Republican and be gay, but hide the gay, because if they find out that you're gay, they're going to really destroy who you truly are. And that's where the problem lies. It lies within that. And so, yeah, I'm gay, but I like to be gay. And I'm going to be hiding myself. Well, Lindsey Graham, thank you for joining us. Do you think Donald Trump will be put in prison tomorrow? If he's put in prison, there's going to be an anarchy against our government. There's going to be hell to pay. And I can promise you this, that it's going to be out of my mouth of babes, that if anything happens to Donald Trump, there's going to be a January 6th like you've never seen before. Well, Lindsay, we hope that that doesn't happen. Because what happened on January 6th was an act of domestic terrorist attack upon our nation. Well, it's, you can think what you want, you know, Jerry, but it's not true. January 6th was not an attack on our nation. It was peaceful, and these are all Trump supporters being peaceful. It was not peaceful, man. I don't know where the hell you get that from, but you are definitely don't know your facts. I can tell you that. Well, Lindsay, thank you for joining us. Have a good night. Goodbye, buddy. Okay, we got that out of there. So he is gone. We want to thank Lindsey Graham, Lady G, for calling in. You know, he has his moments where he needs to express himself. So there you go, Lady G. There you go, brother. A lot of people are saying that we're going to see some serious mugshots of Donald Trump. And they're saying that tomorrow we're probably going to see this publicized, that they're going to put Donald Trump's mugshot live on air. And if he is arrested, which I believe he will be, we're actually going to see Donald Trump being handcuffed or in handcuffs. So tomorrow is going to be a very interesting day. I'm really excited to see what happens with this, because once Donald Trump does fuck up like he's about to do, to me, I think it's going to be an interesting way of seeing what happens with our country. And so, you know, let's see what goes on with America when this happens, because we're going to be partying. We're going to be excited to see that Donald Trump has been handcuffed and put in prison. I truly believe this will be the greatest part for America. Unfortunately, yes, it's a sad part for America, because honestly, everybody, you know, this is the first time in history that a president, a former president, has been indicted on criminal charges. And unfortunately, it has nothing to do with politics, because it's a federal and state crime. This is a state crime. You break a law in a state, you got to pay the price for that state. And it doesn't matter if you're a fucking ex-president or not, you have to pay the price for those crimes. I mean, that is the truth behind this whole thing. And so when Donald Trump goes in there and they wheel his fat ass in there and he has to go to prison, nobody's going to cry for this guy. Nobody is going to say, they better not do that to Donald, because his supporters that he has is very minimal. He has lost so many supporters that it's unbelievable. And it's funny because the Republicans are trying to say, since Donald Trump has been indicted that his numbers are going up. But these are false accusations, because the numbers they're gathering from is anything that damn Fox News puts out there, which is always false news. If you're getting your political numbers from Fox News, the news source that only supports Donald Trump, well, then there you go. It is probably going to be false and fake. It, obviously it is. So the whole thing just bothers me about this, that, you know, when we get into this whole subject of what happens in America with this whole thing, it is crazy that we have to put a president, an ex-president, in jail for his crimes that he has committed. And Donald Trump is far from being over from his crimes, because he still has to serve and, you know, has to account for the other, like down in Georgia, Florida, when he, you know, in a federal law. For example, January 6th, he still has to pay the price for that. He has to pay the price for the documents he stole from the federal government and did not want to turn them back in. See, in a nutshell, everybody, Donald Trump has so many legal issues that he probably will be going to prison for a long fucking time. And I don't have no pity for him. I don't give a shit if he goes to jail. If he does, he goes to jail. And honestly, who's going to be the Republican ticket, right? Ron DeSantis? Honestly, it'll probably be Ron DeSantis, because everybody wants to choose this nutty motherfucker. And Ron DeSantis is like the evilest bastard next to Trump. I mean, it's almost like if Trump had a dingleberry on his ass and it fell off and created some kind of, you know, photosynthesis of a creation, and it metamorphed into Donald Trump, you know, the extra Donald Trump. That's what it is. It's a dingleberry that fell off his ass and morphed into Donald Trump Sr. And that's what Ron DeSantis is. Ron DeSantis is the most disgusting individual next to Donald Trump. So there you have it. It's so interesting that people like Ron DeSantis. When, if you've ever seen what Ron DeSantis did, it's unbelievable. When he was actually, when he was in the military, he worked a lot with, he worked actually in Guantanamo Bay, by the way, and he worked in the prison where soldiers, and did you know that he force-fed soldiers that were prisoners through their nose with Ensure and forced them to take it up their nose? And so, you know, this is not okay, because the man is sick. I mean, these are the tactics that Adolf Hitler would do. I mean, Donald Trump and Ron DeSantis is, they are Hitler. That's what they are. They are no different than Hitler. They're no different than Saddam Hussein. They're no different than Kim Jong-un, Vladimir Putin. And they sold, Donald Trump sold our country to Russia. Donald Trump, in his love for Russia, he has sold our country to Russia. And his followers that are politicians like Marjorie Taylor Greene, Matt Gaetz, Jim Jordan, these idiots all support the fact that they don't want Ukraine to ever have any help from the United States. Why is that? Because Donald Trump supports Russia, and they support Trump. And because they support Trump, they want to do away with any funding to the Ukraine. They want to support Russia. That's what they want. They want to support Russia. It's pretty, pretty fucking pathetic is what it is. It's really pathetic. It's sickening. But that's what Donald Trump is. Everybody knows who he is. They know he's a failed leader. And that's why he lost in the last election. Because everyone knew that this man was evil. And that's why he lost. He lost fair and square, by the way. Even with the Republicans, they even said there's a lot of Republicans in these states that he kept saying there was falsified information, there was people legally voting with Dominion, which, by the way, Dominion suing Fox News and Trump and all of them for lying. And so, and that's what he did. He came up with some bullshit scheme, and then he said, give me money so I can go after these bullshit people with Dominion. He took your money and he ran, folks. And now he's asking for more money to help him with this arraignment so he can get paid some more money. Donald Trump is the biggest con man and snake oil salesman that anybody has ever seen. And why would you want to support him? I have no clue. Why would any gay homosexual want to support Republicans? I don't know, but it's fucked up. So here is the last part of the article I'm going to play, and then we'll end it up with this audio. And here is Trump with some breaking news by Brian Taylor Cohen, breaking news on the mugshot and everything else that we need to talk about. Here it
is. You're watching the Legal Breakdown. Obviously, some major, major news here. Donald Trump is the first former president in American history to be indicted in New York. Glenn, what's next for Trump here?
So hopefully what's next for Donald Trump is accountability, and what's next for the American people is justice, because we've been waiting a very long time for Donald Trump to be held accountable for just some of his crimes. So procedurally, here's what we can expect. He will be booked. That is the first thing that police departments, prosecutors do after somebody has been indicted. They will be arrested and they will be booked. What booking involves is the police will sit down with Donald Trump. I'm sure he will negotiate a voluntary turn-in, a voluntary surrender, and he'll come in with his lawyers. He will have to answer booking questions. The police will gather up basic biographical information, address information, employment information, all of which may sound silly because we kind of know all these things already. But, you know, the police department will want to go through its standard procedures. After they're done collecting all that information up from Donald Trump, they will fingerprint him. They will take an arrest photo, what we often refer to as a mugshot. And although strictly speaking, that's not a matter of public record, I will say that generally police will release mugshots for any number of reasons. They're entitled to do it. I can't imagine that we won't be seeing a Donald Trump mugshot shortly after he is booked by the police. After that, he will be presented in court. The first court date after you've been indicted is called an arraignment. And so he'll be brought before a judge, as I teach my GW criminal justice students all the time. That is the first eyeball to eyeball between a defendant and the judge. And that's when it typically becomes very real, that you have now earned a new title, and that title is defendant. The judge will do a couple of things. The judge will make sure the indictment is in order, and he will formally put Donald Trump on notice of the charges against him. That's often accomplished by reading the indictment. Now, what I will say is 99 times out of 100, the first thing the defense attorney will do is say, Your Honor, my client waives the reading of the indictment, rather than, you know, forcing the defendant to go through the painful exercise of sitting there and listening to everything that the grand jury has indicted him for. They will probably waive reading of the indictment. They will set a status hearing date, which will be the next court date. They probably will not set a trial date. That the trial date will be set at one of these interim status hearings. And then probably something we've all been wondering about. What happens to Donald Trump pending trial? The judge will have a couple of decisions to make. Will he put Donald Trump on release, what we call PR, personal recognizance, or ROR, release on recognizance? And if he does put Donald Trump on release, what kind of conditions might a judge set? Will the judge, for example, try to prohibit Donald Trump